Here we go again, guys. Once again, Thor has denied Haley sex.
Oh, God.
I don't understand.
So.
I don't understand.
Rightfully so.
Like, I feel like every time you say that, my husband cries a tear.
Well, no, I think a little piece of his soul is lost.
That is true.
Your
husband.
That's never
yes,
happened
yes.
in his life.
Right.
You know? Like, could you imagine if you came on to him and he's like, no, I'm good.
That's
be so wild.
Thor does this all the time.
Yeah.
And this reason may top them all.
We ain't done yet. It's time for the P1 Podcast.
Fun's not over yet.
Completely uncensored and unfiltered, except for that part. Looking for the after party with nowhere. The show's after show starts now.
Yeah, so you would think, you know, you got a hot gal, she comes on to you, you're going to take it every time. Most guys would. Not Thor. Not Thor.
No.
No, they
you
got
to wine and dime me a little bit.
What?
Oh, God, you.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They are on different pages, you know, when it comes to sex. Haley is usually in the mood.
Yeah.
Thor, hit and miss.
Yeah.
Hit and miss.
Mm. More hit lately, though.
Okay. Mm. Just not last night?
Well, no, because she pissed me off.
Oh, boy.
So God. She put me out of the mood.
Oh, really?
So yesterday morning, I'll go way back to yesterday morning. She texted me a picture of herself naked.
Here
saying,
we go.
Saying that she wanted to hook up later because we hadn't hooked up since she came back from Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm in. You know,
I would hope so.
Is that when you texted back? I'm in.
No, I texted back like something dirty. I don't remember what it was, but it was something dirty.
Yeah.
And then she came home from work, and immediately I could tell she's grumpy.
Oh, boy.
And
see, why, ladies, you can never throw this promise out early in the day because you don't know what mood you're going to be in later.
I agree.
In the day.
I actually agree.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had a weird day yesterday. I had some stuff going in my mind. So I just wanted to talk to her, right? Because I'm alone by myself all day. I talked to some friends. But
can't
when
we just talk?
I get
not
it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I just want to talk.
I need you to listen.
Yeah.
So she'll be in the kitchen.
Pour yourself some Chardonnay. Let's talk.
Aw, so sweet. What a great friend.
She'll be in the kitchen making dinner, and I'm talking, and then she'll walk to go in the bedroom, and I'll follow her while I'm talking.
Oh God, can you imagine?
Oh, the boo does
you imagine
this
that?
Shit.
How annoying.
It's crazy. Dude, it's crazy. Like, you think it's clear when you walk out of the room, like, I need a break from this conversation. No, they'll follow you. Like, I had the boo follow me in the bathroom
once. I did that last night.
And he's standing there still talking.
Oh, and she'll look at me and she'll go, can you get out? I'm trying to pee. And I'll go, okay. And then I'll keep talking to her through the door.
Through the door.
Get a
you
clue.
You have to talk that bad.
It's important.
I'm sure.
Take a break, though.
So, you know, that whole rigmarole happens, whatever. I keep telling her that she's grumpy pants. That's our thing.
Grumpy pants.
Does that make it better, lady?
Yeah, when you're in a bad mood.
If you're a man,
yeah.
You know, said, are you grumpy pants?
Are you grumpy pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
you
helps.
Gotta say his mama grumpy pants. That's the one.
Okay.
You're so cringy.
It is so cringy.
So she makes dinner. And it was a good little dinner, actually. So we
sounds so
it was
cheeky.
It was something light.
Yeah,
it's really refreshing.
So
well, we're cutting out carbs for the wedding. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I saw you eating tortilla today. What
no,
are you talking
it's
about?
Like it's not a. I got a texter. It's a special kind of tortilla.
Okay.
Trust me.
Carb free.
Yeah.
Carb free tortillas.
Crazy.
It wasn't flour or corn. It was something. Avocado, I don't know.
An avocado tortilla.
Yeah.
He's
an avocado tortilla.
Yeah. Probably like a cauliflower tortilla.
No. What the fuck? I don't know. That doesn't matter what the tortilla is.
Okay. I really want to know that.
God. So, you know, we eat dinner.
Cut out butter.
It wasn't a butter tortilla.
I said you should cut out butter.
Ooh. You can't do that, Eddie.
Sorry.
No.
I haven't had butter.
Ridiculous.
I haven't had any popcorn.
That's the biggest lie.
Last night was Bachelor in Paradise night. We had no popcorn. I'm not eating.
How were you able to watch?
It was tough. I was chewing gum.
Oh, God.
You were?
No. But so we eat dinner. I let the dogs out. Normal routine. And she's just not being, you know, nice. Mm-hmm. She's being very grumpy.
Grumpy pants.
Yeah. We're watching Bachelor in Paradise. And, you know, I'm sitting there cracking my jokes. And I'm pausing the show. It's fucking wild. This is the best season I've ever seen.
Right.
It's a wild episode. And I turn to my right, and she's not paying attention. And I fucking can't stand that. Because she hates when I don't pay attention, but then she has the liberty to be on her phone and dick around and be in Instagram wormholes And I'm like, Haley, why aren't you watching the show?
So are you upset that she's not watching the show, yes, or that she's not listening to your hilarious commentary?
I'm upset that she's not watching the show.
Oh, okay.
Because then you're basically watching it by yourself.
Yes, and I hate that. I'm not watching Bachelor in Paradise by myself. That's weird. I watch it with her.
But you would. Fun. I mean, you would watch it by yourself.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Don't lie. But that's okay. I get what you're saying.
It's lonely out there when you're watching it by yourself, let me tell you. It's not as fun.
No commentary?
It's not as fun. No commentary. It is fun to watch it with another person.
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
Okay, wow. Gotcha.
You know, it's like watching Big Brother by yourself, Sky. Yeah. It sucks.
I know.
I'm watching, and she's not paying attention. So I do this thing where I talk sometimes, and I tap her on the leg. I go, Haley. And I tap her on the leg. That's it. It's not a big deal.
Seems aggressive.
Okay, it's not I'm not beating her.
And
she says, can you not do that? And I go, what am I doing? She goes, you're tapping me on the leg. And I go, well, fucking pay attention to the show. Get off your phone. Oh my God. You know, I haven't seen you all day. The last couple weekends, I haven't seen her. It'd be nice to just hang out with the love of my life.
Oh, wow. Oh,
God. Listen to him.
Such a chick, man.
We're going to get married
such a chick,
2 months.
Such just a chick. Like a woman.
So she begrudgingly puts her phone down. We're watching the show, and then I tap her on the leg again, and she gets mad at me. She goes, hey, why do you always hit me in the leg? You always do that. And I'm like,
why?
All right, I'm sorry. I won't hit you on the leg anymore.
God.
So then what do I like when I'm watching shows? I'm turning to my left side. What do I like?
Back scratchies.
Thank you,
Eddie. The scratchies. He loves them. I thought you guys were done with the baby talk, by the way. Or
yeah,
is it just not daddy?
With sex, no baby talk.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the regular world.
In the regular world, like scratchies.
Okay.
We just add daddy YS
went,
to everything.
Daddy went back scratchies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I lean over, and she does the thing where she's not giving me scratchies, so I do the thing where I wiggle. Like I'm a dog.
Yeah. Like you're a dog.
What the fuck is he talking about?
What does he want?
Yeah. What does this guy want? Someone give him a treat.
What the fuck, dude?
It's so lame.
Are you listening to yourself?
Stupid. I'm pathetic.
We know.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Pathetic.
We are
I'm
listening.
Looking right in the
I have
camera.
Ears. I have ears.
I'm pathetic.
I know. We know.
And I'm wiggling. And she goes, happening? She says, I don't deserve scratchies.
Because of the leg thing?
Yeah, but I'm in a good mood. Like, I'm in a good mood. We're watching the show. Piper and Brendan are insane. This is a crazy episode. I'm having a good time. She's the one being grumpy. So I go, all right, no back scratchies. Fine. So I start scratching my back. I'm very itchy in this one area. It's always been like that. And she goes, can you not do that?
Wait, what?
And I go,
oh, God. I go, now you can't scratch your own back?
Thank you. And I go, what do you mean?
My body, my rules.
Thank you, Eddie. About time.
I don't understand.
Say it, girlfriend.
Yes.
What is she this, goes, Texas?
Right? Damn, son. Come on.
She goes, I go, what do you mean? I can't. She goes, you do that sometimes. You like self-soothe yourself. It's so weird. I've never met any, quote, I've never met anybody in my fucking life that does that other than
oh
you,
my
she
God.
Said. And I go, you've never met anyone in your life that like tickles themselves or scratches themselves when they're just watching TV? And she goes, no, never. You're the only person I've ever met that does that.
Why is she so angry about it?
Dude. So then she starts doing it to her leg, going, doesn't this annoy you? And I go, no.
Actually, it doesn't. Wait, question about yourself back scratches.
Go ahead.
Are you just scratching an itch for like a minute or literally for the entire hour show, are you like tickling yourself?
No, it doesn't last an hour. I'll just be scratching myself like this. I know deep, deep down that it annoys her. So if I do it, she'll eventually just give me scratchies.
Oh,
so you're
I
trying
see
to
what you're doing.
Trigger her to get your scratchies.
Exactly. But okay. this reaction
ooh.
Of no one I've ever met in my life does this.
Seems extreme.
She's very big on that. She's very sheltered. She grew up. She's very naive. Mm. So I'll do things, and she'll act like I'm the first person in the world that's ever done this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go, Haley, I give up. I can't win. I'm good. I'm just going to watch the show.
Oh, tap it out.
You know, go be on your phone. I don't care.
Wow.
I'm going to enjoy Kenny and Demi right now.
Okay.
And Kenny and Demi, they're on the Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay, I figured, yeah.
Take that.
Take that. Suck on that.
No commentary for you.
Thank you.
Oh my
so, so I lay on my side, and all of a sudden, about 2 or 3 minutes later, she touches my shoulder, and I turn around, and she starts to straddle me. And
whoa.
Go and goes she goes undo your pants and I go for what?
For what?
You're confused.
For an exam,
you're
sir.
Confused.
Yeah.
I want to check you out down there.
Yeah.
And I go, and she goes, I want to give you a blowjob. And I go,
what?
I don't want
to. Here we go.
And I go, what? I don't want a blowjob right now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And she just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm in this terrible mood now. She's ruined the night. The last thing I need is a blowjob right now. I'm not in the mood for a blowjob. I don't want a blowjob.
See, my husband would say that would be the first thing he would need right then to put him in a better mood 100%. Would be a blowjob.
No. 100%. No, because I know she's not into it. She's just doing it for me.
I don't even think there's... what? I don't even think a gay guy would turn down a blowjob from a girl because it feels good.
What are you trying to say?
Because it feels good.
100%.
I agree.
So
I
just
agree.
Go ahead. Do
just
it.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just do
it. You offered. Go ahead.
Yes.
No.
You're turning it down.
I don't want.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I am now grumpy.
Grumpy pants?
So I don't need. No. I don't need your sympathy blowjob.
Oh, why not? Sympathy
she's gonna make it good.
These pants are staying on.
Oh.
And
oh
I'm
you
good.
Don't get to suck it.
No.
What?
The rest of the night.
Wow.
I can't
no
imagine.
Thanks.
Wow.
So then she and I'm like, and then she gives me this look, and I'm like, what? I'm just not in the mood. Like, don't make me feel bad. Sorry if I'm not in the mood.
Oh, she's trying to guilt
you. She has that thing where I always deny her, which isn't true.
Wow.
And
yeah, the boo says that to me a lot.
I always deny her, and I don't. And I don't.
No.
So now I can tell she's annoyed at me. Aww. And I go, and I roll to my side, and I wiggle. Because I want scratchies.
You still?
You just said so you didn't want blowjob.
You'll turn down a blowjob, but you'll take scratchies?
Yes.
Something's wrong here. I don't understand.
I'm like, what?
This is not making sense.
I don't understand. Seriously.
Something is wrong here.
Thank you.
Oh, I get it, though. You know, sometimes when we just want to be touched and caressed and loved and talk about our emotions.
This is a ladies thing.
And talk about our emotions and be comforted.
Maybe
right,
Haley should draw him a bath.
Yeah.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Too late.
Okay.
It's not even, I don't even want to talk. I just want to watch the show and chill.
I just want to finish my book.
My chamomile tea.
Yes.
Stop it.
I have bunco tomorrow night, and I don't need this.
All I'm saying is if she treats me a little better, I wouldn't have denied her.
You would accept the blowy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
want her to fake it.
Okay. What? All right. Well... This is life for Thor.
See what happens tonight.
You might let her suck it
if she's
lucky.
If she's not grumpy
and grumpy pants.
Yeah, I don't get it right, bro. In my life. Okay.